Sundry Council recently agreed to allow a roughly $12,000 increase for a previously approved pathway lighting project. Chris Albert, Director of Corporate Services, reminded Council during the March 28 meeting that the project was already part of the 2022 capital plan that last December had gotten the green light through the budgetary process. However, in light of recent cost increases, we have discovered that the initial estimate that was included in the budget of $70,000 is now insufficient, said Albert. According to background information outlined in Council's agenda for the meeting, material and servicing costs brought the estimate up to nearly $82,200. Council was subsequently asked by administration to approve increasing the budgeted amount to $85,000 to cover any further inflation and unexpected costs. The cost of the project, which involves the installation of lighting along the Lions Park and Prairie Creek pathways, was originally to be covered by the gas tax. However, council heard efforts to reduce the expense by applying for grant funding yielded fruit. We have gotten approval under the Canada Community Revitalization Fund for a portion of it, said Albert, adding the municipality received a little more than $45,200 from the federal government. The remaining amount would still come from the gas tax, he added. Coun. Jamie Marr moved the recommended action to approve the cost increase as requested by administration, with funding to be drawn from the gas tax and the Canada Community Revitalization Fund. Coun. Owen Peterson asked if the municipality came out ahead courtesy of the federal grant funding that covered such a significant portion of the project's cost. We were never behind, replied Albert, adding the project's initially estimated $70,000 cost would have been covered entirely by the gas tax. However, being approved for $45,000 under the Canada Community Revitalization Fund meant the municipality needed to draw less from the gas tax, which is funding that can now instead be allocated elsewhere, he said. The only thing that has changed since, he added, is that the increased cost means a little less of the gas tax funds will be available. We've started a project, it's got a future, said Marr. To stop it or stall it now at this point would almost be detrimental. So, I think we might as well move forward. Besides, the cost is being borne in large part by the federal government's funding program, she said. We got a grant, which was great. It's in our capital plan and I think it looks lovely, she said about the pathway lighting project. I look forward to seeing it finished. Mayor Richard Warnock agreed, and added he's heard some positive feedback from the community. I'm glad that we do have a grant, he said, expressing gratitude to administration for seeking other sources of funding to reduce the burden on local taxpayers. Council carried the motion unopposed. Coun. Paul Isaac was not present. Responding to a follow-up email inquiry submitted by the Alberton regarding the project's estimated timeline, Albert wrote, unfortunately, due to various supply chain and production unknowns, we do not have a specific project timeline as yet. But although firm dates remain elusive, the town is nevertheless hoping to complete the project this year. What I can say, is we are in the process of placing the order and the goal is to get the work completed during this upcoming construction season, said Albert. The Canada Community Revitalization Fund is a grant billed by the federal government as a two-year, $500 million national infrastructure program to help revitalize communities across the country. Nonprofit groups, municipalities and other public institutions as well as Indigenous communities may apply for funding projects that aim to revitalize downtown cores and main streets, reinvent outdoor spaces, create green infrastructure, and increase the accessibility of community spaces. Projects that could qualify include farmers' markets, community and cultural centers, parks or community gardens, recreational trails and public outdoor sports facilities, and multi-purpose centers.